with them that be not unequally yoked. And he shared with them that you unbelievers would never understand believers because they're not on God's side. This is a different kind of life produced, a different kind of lifestyle. This, what goes on in the world, depends on lies, pride, pleasure, and desire to get more. But a dedicated Christian builds his life on truth. Hear what I say? Build his life on truth. We don't build our life on nothing else. We build it on truth. Humility, holiness, and desire to glorify God. This conflict is all through the Bible. It happened through the Bible. Cain was a religious man, yet he hated his brother and killed him. Genesis 4:1-8. He was a religious man, but hated his brother and killed him. The world does not persecute righteous people, yet they crucified Jesus. They crucified Jesus and persecuted the early church. So if they crucified Jesus, what you think about you and I? Growing through what you're going through. Sometime when you've been persecuted or gone, you grow through it that you know the Lord is on your side. God declared war on Satan after the fall of man in Genesis 3:15. And Satan has been attacking God through his people ever since then. So when you go through something, you need to rely that Satan is attacking. Satan is doing this because we're on God's side. Here we're talking about before you got on the Lord's side, seemed like you ain't had no trouble. You ain't had no problem. Seemed like nobody never messed with you. But as soon as you get on the Lord's side, everybody want to start picking at you. You know why? Because you're going through it for Jesus' sake. And you have a testimony to tell somebody that the Lord is on my side. Amen. God declared, look, he's right there, my brothers and sisters. He shared with Christians are strangers to the pilgrim in the alienist world. Where Satan is the God and the prince. Amen. According to John 14:30, whatever glorified God will anger the enemy, and he will attack the believers. He will attack the believers. He will attack the believers. For the believers, persecution is not a strange thing. Growing through what you're going through. You must understand, my brothers and sisters, not all difficulty of life are necessary fiery trials. Not all of it. Not all of it. There are some different difficulties that are simply a part of human life. Sometimes we go through because of disobedience. Some trial we go through because of our own sin. And something God ain't got nothing to do with it. You did it yourself. Amen. You caused that problem. You caused that sin, huh? And sometimes not everybody go through something. We need to stop saying, oh, the Lord is doing something. No, you're right. The Lord ain't doing something. But not the way you want him to do it. Because everything you go through, all of it is not because of Jesus Christ. Some because of what we allow to happen. We allow the enemy to come in our life to destroy what you're going through. Amen. Watch something. 4th of July was good. Everybody had a good little time. But some people went overboard. Y'all quiet this morning. Some people went overboard. You know, everybody can't drink and hold their liquor. Some people like the food. That way ain't good for everybody to drink. Ain't good for nobody to drink. You want to drink the Holy Ghost. But you get out there and start to clowning and get stopped by the popo, then you'll get mad at him. Because speed limit say 15, you going 65. He pull you over. Next day you know he click you. You going to jail. Can't blame it on the law. That's your fault. You shouldn't have got on that holy water, they call it. The holy water put you in jail. Now, whose fault is that? That's your own fault. Boy, you're all quiet in here. And you can't blame it on that white man or black man. He ain't no good. He didn't like me. No, he's doing his job. But you the one got out of hand. Amen? And you disobedience to the law. And it caused you to sin. Amen? So now you got to suffer the consequence what's in your life. And then when you wake up from that happy hour, you don't know what happened. What I'm doing in here? see how easy the devil can slide in there? What I'm trying to tell us, sometimes everything God don't have to do with it. You did it yourself. You caused the problem yourself. And when you cause the problem, you got to suffer the consequence. Amen? The fiery trial, verse 12, you say, come because we are faithful to God and stand up for which is right. He said right there, my brothers and sisters, beloved, think not it strange concerning the fiery trial which we tried you, as though some strange thing will happen unto you. That's a test. You're going to the test. That's your test, huh? It is because we bear the name of Jesus Christ that this lost world attack us. The word happen is right there, my brothers and sisters. It's right there. The word happen is right there. Happen unto you. Happen is right there. And I tried to understand, what are you saying, Lord? The word happen means to go together. Persecution and trials do not just happen as an accident. They are part of God's plan. Persecution and trial go together. They are part of God's plan. Amen? And he is in control. They are part of Romans 8 and 28, huh? And will work out for God good if we let God have his way. All things work for good. Huh? But you gotta abide in it. You're growing through what you're going through. And that we're trying to share with us this morning, my brothers and sisters, and he will work it out for good. If we let God have his way, Peter urged believers not to be astonished by the trials we face as if they are something new or unusual. He assured them that these trials are for their testing and purification. He said, you need this to help you grow. If you never would have a trial and go through persecution, you would never grow as a child of God. How many on your job can say everything is good? On that job, God always place a no good person. I mean a no good one. And it could be your own kind too. It don't have to be the white or the Mexican. It could be your own kind that can treat you so dirty, so will not respect you. You know why? Because you're going to trial and persecution. Huh? You're growing through. That person who claimed to say, giving you all kind of hell, you know what they're doing? They're building you up. They're strengthening you. You're growing. Take it from me. I had one I had to work with for a year before I retired. And they were about to give me all kind of hell. And then they would turn around and curse and call Jesus' name in vain. He look at me. He know I was a man of God. Treating me like a dog. But I reversed that. I put him in the hand of God. And I start praying. Lord, you say you fight my battle. Y'all quiet in here. Don't lose a good job because Satan got his enemy planted right there. Let him or her be a tool that you can transform love from hate to love. And watch God overpower them. He overpowered my enemy. Next thing you know, he become my best friend. God can do it. He can do it, huh? And too many of us, you know, quit good jobs because Satan is there. You got to earn a paycheck. Everybody on your job ain't going to be saved. Matter of fact, I really don't want everybody in my job saved. Because who will I talk to about Jesus? I need somebody that's not saved. Everybody that's saved, you know, they already know Jesus. And that's good to have a helping hand, but I need somebody that's not saved that I can, every now and then, I can go and tell them that God is able to see you through. Amen? You're going to face that, but God is on your side, huh? He assured them that these trials is a testing, huh? You're going to face, huh? Then he say, in verse 13, he say, but rejoice. How can I rejoice out of all that hell I'm going through? He said, rejoice. In as much as ye are partakers of Christ, suffering. Huh? Suffering. Some of us don't want to suffer for nothing. When you're a child of God, you're suffering because Christ, you're partaking in the same suffering that Jesus suffered. You ought to rejoice in that, huh? And when his glory shall be revealed, it's going to be revealed, you may be glad also with exceedingly joy. And I say, rejoice. Jesus, why? Because Jesus is with us in the fire furnace of persecution. You remember the Hebrew boys? They went through the persecution and the fire furnace. And they even got put in the fire furnace. But guess who was in there with them? The Lord was right there. Sometimes you're going to be persecuted. You're going to go through in the fire furnace. But don't forget, long as the Lord is in there with you, the devil can't do you no harm. When you go in, people say, well, I can't praise God. That's the time to praise the Lord when you go through your fire furnace. That's the time to praise it because you ought to know that I'm not going through it by myself. The Lord is in there with me. Yes, he will. Jesus told his disciples, you will have tribulation. Jesus promised us that more trials would come when we follow him. When you follow him. Before you followed Jesus, you didn't have no trial. You had them, but you didn't like them, never existed. But when you got on the Lord's side, that's when it all break out. Amen. Growing through what I'm going through. Can you imagine? Be careful how you look at other people going through sickness. You ought to thank God for them. Can some of you handle going through cancer treatment, chemo? Can you handle that? You're a child of God. That's not for everybody. Can you handle being on dialysis 3 times a week? Can you handle that? You say you're a child of God. Those people, they're growing through what they're going through. Amen? You hear what I say? They're growing through what they're going through. There's some people in this church right now have been through something that you don't even know. And they have a testimony.
You've been listening to the Starlight Baptist Church with host pastor Reverend Van Jones. Our church is located at 3538 Highway 1 in Marksville, Louisiana. Our service times are as follows. Sunday school 9:30 a.m. to 10:30 a.m. And our regular service begins at 11 a.m. If you would like to correspond with